So Ihoch with the Gemara, Shapa Kasha. This is like a good Kasha. Ihoch is Shapa Kasha Lay. If so, what's the answer? If that was the whole question, like what do we need the Pasuk Imhi Motzei Timotzei for? We know already everything from the other Psukim, so what's the answer? That's a good question. Why do we need these extra words, Imhi Motzei Timotzei? So Gemara says like this, no, because Mishum the Isle Pircha. We still have a Kasha over here. The Rav is called over, you want to learn out everything. How do you do that? Mehechi kemaisle. How do you learn out everything? Miklal basra. Because you make a klal a prata klal out of here. But I'll tell you, klal lagufa chayim ksiv. They know. The last klal, chayim, says clearly only bali chayim. Says, so you don't know to include everything else, even things that are not chayim. If so, klal a prata klal. Mako mahani. Yeah. So, mako mahani le. What do we need it for? So, Gemara has kashava back. If you're not going to be married by more things, so again, what do we need the whole klal of prata klal for? What are you coming to include? Like, ilas to your cold over, or chayim siv. You're telling me, no, you can't include everything, because the Torah says, chayim, ashmoni balachayim. Chayim siv, balachayim in midachrin alai. So, mishamachi, therefore, it's rechim imotze timotze. That's why we need the positive imotze timotze. Because out the klal of prata klal, you can't learn out everything, because maybe only zdoima to chayim, only balachayim. You wouldn't know everything. Therefore, we need imimotze timotze. For the Gemara Amri, we say, for shnei klolos, tesmichi adodininu. These are two klolos, like balachayim and geneva, that says next to another. So how do you make a klal of prata klal? Usually, a klal of prata klal is if the protum are in between the two klolim. But over here, l'churu, the klolim are next to one another. Ravina says, k'diyama b'marob, like they said in Eretz Yisrael, that komokom sha'atamoyti shnei klolos. Any place that you find two klolis that has smuchim zelazeh next to one another. You know what you should do here? Hitol prat b'neim. You're supposed to put the prat in between them. And v'doinim, you have right to make a din here, v'chlal prat. See here also. Shodi shor ben himotze timotze. Bring, oh no, forget it. Now the kashya is not so much as the gnev and chayim. Now the kashya is from himotze timotze. If you want to use these two klolim, himotze timotze, for the two klolim, l'chur, they say one next to another. So how could they make a klal of prata klal out of it? So this, the answer is, put these psukim of shor, sen, chamor, in between these two words of himotze timotze. So shodi shor, put shor, ben himotze timotze. Lasu yimai, what does it come to include? Say like this. I lasu yibalachai, michayim, now we know about michayim nafka. El lasu yidove shena balachayim. It comes to include even something that's not a balachai. That's why I know that even things that are not balchayim, you make a geneva, you chayiv on it. Even though from the real first klal of prata klal, we only know chayim, but from the words of imotze timotze, that's how we know the rabbis called them. Yeah. So now, lasu yidavu shein balchayim. Like this. Maha prat mifurish dovra metalta the gufa mammon. Just like the prat is something that's metalta gufa mammon. Af kol dovra metalta anything that's metalta the gufa mammon. That's how we make the drosha. Visu and also shodi chamor put the chamor ben himotla timotzei. Lasu yimai, what are you coming to include? I lasu yidovra shena balachayim mishon afka. El lasu yidovra mesuyim. Like now these protim are coming to teach us protim dikalocha. And in fact, the Torah said the word "sure." It's like it's a drasha that has to be a dovra metaltol, and that's something that's not metaltol, not something you can't move. Lafuke karka, karka that's a ground that you can't move. There's no digana for kefil on karka. Then, what do you do with the word chamor? So say we put chamor between. What does that come to teach us? That it has to be one a dovra mesuyim, something that you have a simon on it. You can know it's yours. At least we know exactly how much it is. That's when you have a din ganaf or kefil on it. The Yochid Fret Gemara, so, sell omeli. Now that you're saying, really, the klal of prata klal from mimotze timotze. So what do I have to have the word seh for? So, seh is extra. Ela rather like this. Ribuy o miyat for ribuyu. I tell you, the way we have to dash in here is not for terrorists a klal of prata klal, but rather we dash in the terrorists a ribuy o miyat for ribuyu. A ribuy o miyat for ribuyu. Kid a ton of the very Bishmol. The Rabbi Shmuel learned like this. The Tanya we learned. The very Abishmoel, Bamayim, Bamayim, Beis Pavim. It says the word Bamayim two times. Ain't the klal prat. That's not considered a klal prat. Ella, rather, the other way to dashen is riboy umiyat. We dashen from the riboy umiyat for riboy, and then riboy akol. We marb everything. So there's two ways to dashen the Torah. Either with the klal prat of klal, and then we only learn out things that are like the prat. Doesn't teach us that much. It's only has to be like the prat, or else you can make a drasha of a riboy umiyat for riboy, and then talk about marb everything. So now, my riba riba komili. For the Mori Hochi is so, if that's the way you're dashing it now, from a ribui, or me for ribui, his so called honey protolomali. What do I have to have all the protum for? So Mori says, yes, the protum like we had before. Chad la mute karka. Want to teach us something that's metal that you can move around, and not karka. Vechad la mute avodim. One context to avodim, because avodim is hukshla kakois. Vechad la mute shtaris. And when it comes to afuka shtaris, that shtaris is not called gufe mammon. Therefore, Shtar Rus, you don't have a parasha of Geneva of Kefil to pay by a Shtar. Now, Geneva, and what do we do with the words Geneva v'chayim? Likid Rav, like Rav. The Yom, that he sounds like this, the Pasuk means to say, Ach yo le Keren, kein shegonav. That means when you have to pay back to Keren, pay it back the same way you stole it. It means, Ach yo le Keren, the Rashi said, the Kamen, we'll learn later, Mishmaitim, Tiyem gonav v'hema. If you stole an animal, Rashi says, and you made it weak, you made it worth less. Or Yehuzla, or else Bechlal got worth less. Is Mishalim Kishasa Geneva. You have to pay back the way it was worth at the time you stole it. You can't just return this shore that you stole. Now it's worth less, or it got weaker, you can't return it. Yehuzla, the Pasuk says, Chayim. Says, Chayim Shnayim, you have to pay it. Is Achyayu LeKeren Shor Geneva She Sholem. You have to return the Keren to make a Sholem the way you stole it. That's what we do with the word Chayim. That's called Achiel the Keren, return the Keren, Kain Shagonim. Yeah. So that's how we do it all, that's how we're learning out all these rushes. Now the Gemara says, Laman di Yomar, Chad Beganef, Chad Beturntan is Ganef. The Ganef Atzmo, how do you know the Pasha of Ganef? Nafle from these Psukim, Meim Yimotze Yaganef. If so, Ha Yim Timotze, Im Himotze Timotze, my Darishbe. Like, what do you need it for? You have a special Pasha by Ganef. So far, we're going that both Sukkim are talking about turn time is Ganif. So we need special limudah for Ganif. But if you learn the whole parasha is talking about a Ganif, so the words in Mimotzi Timotzi is extra. What does he do with it? So where it says, yes, me boil the liquor the Rav, it needs like Rav bar Eloi. The Yom Rav bar Eloi, my time or the Rav, what's Rav's reason? The Yom that he says, Moed the Beknas, Viaka Kachbo Eidim Potter, how do we know such a sign? That at first you admit that you did something you chayiv Knas for. And then Adam come and say, Yechayiv stu, you potter, since you were married the first. The Yechayiv, what the Pasuk says, Im himotzei timotzei. That means, Im himotzei bi Adam, timotzei b'dayonim. If you're found to be guilty through Adam, then dayonim are mechayiv you the knas, mechayiv you the kefil. But in the case where Adam are not mechayiv you the kefil, just you yourself are moidam, prat lo mashiach satzmoi. Comes lafukei, that when you yourself admit that Yechayiv the kefil, you're potter for paying it. And on this, Laman di Yom, Tavayim returns on his Ganif. Tayyim, what's the most mafing le Ganif Atzmoi? Since so, Mashi Atzmoi, how do you know this klal that Moid the Beknas is Potter? So I tell you, learns it out from, Mayasha Yashir and Elohim. For Loya Mashiach Atzmoi. Learns out from this posseg of, Ashi Yashir and Elohim, Bezdin has to be Mechayiv UK for Knas. And not if you do it yourself, that Moid the Beknas is Potter. The first guy is called the other man the Yama. Or the man the Yama, Chad began the Chabot Terentan as Ganef. The Yaisalei, Mehimotze Timotze, is told the Mashiach Satsumoi. He learns out, he might have not as part of Mehimotze Timotze. He saw Haya Sheashin, my Dorish Lebei. What to do with the extra Potsika Sheashin on him? Or Maloch, who me boile, the Moid of Knas the Potter. The Bechlau, Moid of Knas the self is Potter. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding off Samach Dalar on my base. Around 3/4 down, a little bit more than half down. Verse says, now, Laman di Yoma, Chad beganef, v'chad v'turn tanas ganef. Again, the Pasuk says, im yimotzi ganef, and then it says, im lo yimotzi ganef. The two psukim. So one man di Yoma says, one is talking about ganef alone, and one is talking about a toyin tanas ganef. If so, v'ganef atzmai nafkalei, mi im yimotzi ganef. So then from the Pasuk, the first Pasuk of im yimotzi ganef, we know the Pasha of ganef himself. If so, the other postik of Hi im himotze timotze. My Dorishbe. What does it do with the second pasuk of himotze timotze? We just got finished dashing the whole pasuk of himotze timotze to teach us the din of a geneva. But this man diom I know it's from the first pasuk of im himotze haganef. So what do I need the second pasuk of im himotze timotze? So Mar says mi boyele likid rov. I need it for rov bar iloi. Diom rov bar iloi. My time of the rav. What's Rav's reasoning? The yom that he says moide b'knas. If a person admits himself that he did something that the chi of kenas for, he admits himself that he made a geneva, so he's potter from kefil. V'yachak kach bo edim, and the chiddush says even if edim come later and says we saw him steal, still potter. How do we know this chiddush? Not only when you made yourself, but even if edim come later, also you potter. How do I know this for? So Mar says the chiddush, what the pasuk says im he motzei timotzei, which means like this. Im he motzei b'edim, if we find you b'edim, the avera that you did is timotzei b'dayonim. And then we can bring you to Bezin to be mechayev you the kenas. But pratis comes to exclude l'mashi yasatzmoi. We're in a case where you admit it yourself, that even if edim come later, still you're potter. Now, uleman diyoma tavayu b'toyin tanis ganev. According to man diyoma, it says no, both psukim. Im he motzei timotzei, and im lo yimotzei. It's talking about not im yimotzei, im yimotzei haganev, or im lo yimotzei haganev. It's talking about toyin tanis ganev. If so, ganev hadahai im yimotzei timotzei ma'apak le'ele ganev atzmoi. So that man the yomer used the pasuk of im yimotzei timotzei for the parsha of ganev himself. If so, mashi atzmoi minolon. How does he know this chiddush that if a person himself admits that he's mechayev kenas, that he's potter? How do I know this from? So Mar says, from the pasuk of Me'asher Yashir Elohim, Elohim. The pasuk says, if Bezdin is mechayev you, so we dash in v'loy ha-mashiyah satzmoy, and not if you admit it yourself. If you come to Bezdin and say, I admit that I robbed, so you have to pay back to Karen, but not kefil. Kefil you potter, because that's the klal, moide b'knas is potter. So that's how I know this klal from the pasuk in Shemois of Me'asher Yashir Elohim. Now the Gemara says, "Laman diyama," but according to the other man diyama, but hold, "Chad biganef, v'chad v'toyin tanas ganef." One posik is talking about ganef, im yimotze haganef, and im lo yimotze toyin tanas ganef. The yaisile mi yimotze timotze. He has the extra posik of im yimotze timotze. L'mashiyas atzmoi that moide b'knas is potter, even in the case when edim come later. If so, hayasha yashion my dorishbei. What does he do with this pasuk in Shemaisa? Me'asher Yashin Elohim that pratla l'moed b'knas. We know it's from im imotze timotzei. So I tell you, no, we need both sukkim. Omaloch who mi boylei l'moed b'knas the potter. It starts out with the pasuk of Me'asher Yashin Elohim that's moed b'knas the potter in the case where edim does not come later. That's one. That's the pasuk of the chiddush. If you yourself come to Bezdin and tell Bezdin, no, I stole. I'm a ganef, but he was ma'anes and isha. So Bezdin says, you're telling us, Moide b'knas is potter. We can't be mechayev you knas. That's what the first pasuk is talking about. Me'asher Yashin Elohim, that Bezdin has to give you the chiyev of knas and not you yourself. But what's going to be if Edim come later and tell Bezdin, yes, we know that he was a ganef, maybe then you would have to pay the knas. So for the first pasuk, I only know this much. Kamashmul on the second pasuk of Imimotze Timotze Yaganef, that even in the case where Edim come later, still, since you were made the Kanas first, still you're potter. That's why I need two psukim, like I only know the second chiddush after I have the first pasuk. Now, Uman diyoma, that Tavaye b'Torin Tanas Ganef. So therefore, Imimotze Timotze I need for the other halachas then, for the pasuk of Ganef himself. If so, moide b'knas, v'yakakach bo'edim chayiv, enachnam yiltako, then you are chayiv. There's no potter to say you're potter then. In the case, even though you're moide b'knas, so you're potter, kolzman edim don't come. But if edim come later, he'll hold then, you become a chayiv. We don't dash in a section of potter, we mimotze timotzei for this. So that's the machlokes, where the moide b'knas, v'yakakach bo'edim is chayiv a potter. Now the Gemara says, uleman diyom echad v'ganif, v'chad b'torin tanis ganif, the nafka lay ganef mehosam. So we learn out ganef from over here. So if so, the whole pasuk of imimotze timotze is extra. So then this lay imimotze timotze like the rova bari loyi just said for moed b'knas v'achakach v'oed minas potter. Ah, v'kolani proti lomli. But the pasuk says shor sen chamor and chayim. So what do I need the extra? What do I need all these extra words for then? So Mar says, "Kedetona the Rabbi Shmuel and Echnami." That's not a kasha. Why it says things extra there? Because like Tona the Rabbi Shmuel says, "Tetona the Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Pasha Shenemru." Even though you have the halacha written once, Venishnis, and the Torah says the same halacha is over again. So La Nishnis Elo Ladova Shneschadish Bo. It's a derech of the Torah that even though it only wants to teach us just one more chiddush in the second pasha, it'll repeat all the halachas of the first pasha also. That's not such a kasha. Here also, even though in the pasuk it says over again, Shor Sechamor and Chayim, which I know already from the other psukim, but since the first words of Imhi Motze Timotze is extra to teach us a drasha of Moed Beknas is Potter, even though Edim came, so once the pasha teaching us something, I could use it for these other things. It's not shver why the Torah says all the protim. That's a klal that Kol Pasha Shenemra Venishnis. Even though it says it a second time, it only repeats itself. Now the Gemara still asks, the kasha we had before, if it was, but maybe even a ganef himself, when is he chayav to pay kefil? Maybe only if he swears that he didn't steal. So Gemara says, no, that you can't say. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, the pasuk says, Shnayim yishalein, shalei bishrua, that a ganef has to pay that kefil twice, even without a shvua. So Mara says, "I tell me, you're telling me, shalei b'shvua means without a shvua. Oyeinu, maybe not that way, yelo b'shvua. Maybe the pasuk only means with a shvua also. So Mata, I tell you, loy kachoye. No, that can't be that way. So why not? My loy kachoye. What do you mean to say it can't be that way? Maybe a ganef is only chayef kefil if he first swears. Rabbi Abaye says like this: Loy lichta rachmona shnayim yishalem meganef. Really, the Torah didn't have to say the extra words of kefil by a ganef himself, because really v'leisei b'kal v'chayma mitoyin tanas ganef. I really should learn it out from a kal v'chayma. If a person's only a shomer, he didn't really steal it. He's only a shomer. He's a shomer pikadin. And when the owner comes back and says, "Give it back to me," he only tainis and says it was stolen from him, and he swears. And then we find out that he has it. So he has a loch like a ganef that he has to pay kefil. If so, uma toyin tanas ganef. When you first received it, it was beheta. The owner gave it to you to watch it. You didn't steal it from the owner. You took it beheta. If so, madach by toin tanas ganef. The beheteru osel yodei. Oh, my cross. Still, the pasuk says mishalem trei that you have to pay kefil. If so, ganef atzmoi, a real ganef, a genuine ganef that goes into the person's house and robs it. The beisur osel yodei. He first took it beisa. Is like kolshchen, isn't it for sure that you should also have to pay back kefil? If so, al shnayim yishalim the kosher rachmon the beganav atzmal omeli. What does there have to say specially? It's extra that a ganav has to pay kefil. It means to teach us the afilu shlei b'shvua that even without a shvua, a ganav has to pay. That's halacha. If you're a ganav and then Edim come to Bezdin and telling you that you're a ganav, we find you, you have to pay kefil even though you didn't swear. Now the Gemara says, the true what you're saying, imhimotzei tamotzei, come like you're saying, either what the moedim says, like a moedim is potter, or else the pasha of a ganif. For the Gemara, no, it's not extra. We need it like this. We learn like this. Yodai. If a person steals something and puts it into his hand, the pasuk says. Yodai, it says.